Welcome back, Full Heel Podcast. I am your host, Rafael Chardas, the host of the Full Heel Podcast. Joining me today, as you can see, is my buddy Frankie from The Rewrites. What's going on, Frankie?
Nothing much. Thanks for having me on again. What up, everybody?
Thanks for coming. I'm fucking full of pizza, dude.
Ready for these primetime fights.
I think I ate too much. I'm going to throw up. But it's all good.
Yo, this women's fight right before was pretty brutal.
Yeah. Lady Zombie picked it up. Cachuera.
Yeah, Cachuera.
Paula Cachuera. Misha's circling off looking jacked. Look at Stack. Look at him. I got Misha winning this one, but who knows. Versus Thurman.
Wellington Thurman.
Is he British?
Brazilian.
Yeah. With that name, Wellington?
Yeah, throw me off. Wellington. Threw me off, too, when I read it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Weird. Oh, man. And then the fight before that, it was pretty... This is just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
Is it the Spaniard Alvarez got elbowed in the middle of the face?
And his the bridge of his nose got busted open. Was it the end of the second or towards the end of the second?
Yeah.
Leading into the third, but he was bloody as fuck. He wound up losing. Ooh. Dude, Brazilian's about to take Serginal's back. Don't hold the cage. Serginal grabbing onto the cage and... Brazilian jumped on him like a monkey. Look at him. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah, I think so.
He's a minority and I call him a monkey. No.
He climbed up that man, so I think that's a fair assessment.
Can't do anything these days. I wrote a comment back to Raf and Facebook censored me.
What are you talking about?
He put something about, well, Wordle. I was complaining about people with their stupid Wordle shit. And then he posted a Wordle thing on that same comment. And then I attacked him on that comment. And Facebook said that I violated the community standards.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, so they censored me.
They censored you or somebody reported you?
Yeah, one of the two.
Somebody, you triggered somebody.
I wonder if it was Raph himself. I don't think so. I don't know. But I had to delete the comment.
Maybe it was Wordle. They got offended.
Yeah, right. And I had to accept the... I had to accept it.
The warning?
Yeah.
The slap on the wrist?
Yeah.
No Facebook jail yet?
No Facebook jail. I didn't even think it was that bad, but I see how it can be misconstrued. But they don't know that me and Raph are friends, so I get it.
Like that?
Yeah, and they don't get sarcasm, because you can't read sarcasm, so... It was a joke.
Oh, has he been on his back the whole time?
Yep. He's not gotten him off.
Serginov is just standing there with his man on his back.
Yeah. And
trying to get that. Oh, no.
Thurman's been trying to choke him out this whole time.
Oh, hasn't I think been he got it in. No.
He's just squeezing his chin. It still hurts, man. He might get him a tap just on the pain. Look, he's thinking about it. Oh, Serginov with the fucking beautiful defense.
Brilliant.
He peeled the legs from the triangle and then shook him off.
I was wondering if it was just like a desperation thing, but no, he did that brilliantly. He went and grabbed him by the legs and shrugged him off.
And now he's trying to get some ground. Oh,
yes. Hammer fisting down.
This was a close line in the... On the betting lines.
It's been a pretty good first round, for sure.
I think Serginov was only a minus 135.
Damn.
And he's a name. Like, Serginov's been around.
Is this light heavyweight? Yeah, right?
I believe so. I don't think Serginov can make 185. He's big. And he's always fought 205, so I don't think he's lost that.
Serginov, like a year ago, was on the come up and was looking like he was going to be a contender, and then he hit a patch where he lost a couple, I think.
Yeah, I think it was Ozdemir that knocked his lights out when he was undefeated. Yep. And then, like, he lost the one more after that. He had a tough one. Damn, he's cranking the neck on him.
You're exactly right. It was Volkan. It is no time. Oh, what a turnaround this would be in this round.
Yeah, if he chokes out the fucking Brazilian, Serginov. And he's got him in there. It looks like he's breathing a little heavy. Oh, he's got him.
He's got him.
He's turning.
And he's turning with the...
The north-south choke. Oh, my God. The hands are out. Is he out? Ref, check him.
No, he's not out yet.
Because he's not fighting or anything. Ooh. Man. His arms were flailing a little bit.
They did go looking for a second. Unless he was going for the possum move. Went limp.
I don't care what they say. That's real fucking Coke. I need to stop drinking those.
The zero?
Yeah. It tastes really similar. Unless I stop drinking Coke and I don't know what it tastes like anymore.
Nah, you can definitely taste the...
This is different than Diet Coke, 100%. I think it's better.
Yeah.
I like it better.
It's all about the zero.
Coke Zero.
Trying to get my boy here that Coke Zero money.
Yeah, right? Coke, hit me up. Nah, they're too corporate. And I say too much dumb shit.
Way too corporate.
Yeah. Well, unless they make like Coke infused with weed, then we'd be in the game. I need to find me some...
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I need to find me a weed sponsor. I smoke so much weed that I need to find me a sponsor.
The state has to catch up first.
Well, I was actually watching shit on YouTube, like people complain in California because it's taxed so much that the profit margins are not there, like at all. So they even revert to the illegal sale of shit to get rid of their product to make money. And hopefully I'm not echoing. I should have checked it a while ago. Jamie's asking if anyone's getting on Halo.
Yeah, no, that's right. That's why I kind of half laughed right now, too. I saw the same thing.
Oh, no, I did a sound check. I should be fine. It would have echoed there if I would have left it echoing. Sometime. Remember that one time I did leave it echoed for like 15 minutes?
Yeah, no, there's usually somebody in the chat will tell us, though.
Yeah. You know what's funny? I always get pissed when I fuck up like that, but watching more and more professional podcasts, they fuck up, too. Andrew Schultz suspended his sound guy for like a month.
For real? Banished him?
Yeah, he even talked about it because Schultz talks about it. And I thought it was like you can take it as a joke, but if you go back and you watch the Tony Hawk episode, Tony Hawk's audio was off.
Yeah.
And an episode or two after that, their sound guy wasn't there and they talked about it right away. And like, you know, they joke around and they like you'd be like, oh, he's on vacation. They're making fun. But no, dude, Tony, one of their biggest interviews, Tony Hawk, and it was a good one.
Yeah.
Did you remember, did you listen to it?
Yeah.
His audio was off, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure their sound guy, like, not to shit on their sound guy, but like, I get pissed at myself when I fuck shit up. And it's just like even seeing these professional podcasts.
Oh, yeah. We've seen it happen all the time.
Yeah. It's just, you got to do the sound check. That's why I would get pissed. And I know I shouldn't get pissed. I should have communicated it better with these guys.
Damn.
When they would come late and I would just be pissed. And I'm like, dude, I got to do sound check. I got to make sure the mics are good. That way we could just chill and I could just hit play when we're all good to go. And they'd get here when we're on the show. Like, we're fucking 15 minutes into the show. Ooh, armbar submission!
He tapped. Yep, immediately. Yep. Turman, the Brazilian.
Durman broke. And he didn't break his arm. He got him in an arm bar, but he submitted fast.
Quickly, yep. Damn.
Second round. Hips, baby.
Second round submission. Oh, look at that. He's
he's extending it. That hurt him. Oh, pizza. Ooh, Glover. Light heavyweight champion.
The champ. He's got the champ in his... corner.
Damn, did Serkanov lead to his own?
Yep, he had that. I was impressed by the trip there, but then. Oh, what happened?
He trapped the hand and threw the hips up. Those hips were fast. That's why they always talk about your hips. Your hips are so important in Brazilian Jiu Jitsu. Because you got to buck motherfuckers, you got to twist and turn. You got to create angles. Like when you push, putting the foot on the hip is just to push and get your hips in a better position.
Damn.
Got him.
That was good.
All those muscles.
That was good back and forth, man.
All those muscles for what, Serkanov?
I got to say, for an ESPN Plus like primetime fight, these have been pretty good so far.
Yeah.
Wasn't really.
Earlier ones were really good, too.
Wasn't really expecting too much, but.
They've been submissions and knockouts, not a lot of decisions. Or at least boring fights if they have been. Very good.
And now.
Damn, he's still extending that arm circle off. He's like, ah, that hurt. Oh, wait. Let's see what this guy has to say. Come on. Damn, he's got a translator. He's not going to be able to market himself. I'm sorry, but they got to speak English to be able to market themselves. That's not me. That's just the general market.
No, I agree with you. I feel like they don't do it, though, until like they're like in the top 10 or like they're in a position to contend.
Yeah. Why Lee put herself in perfect position? She speaks perfect English.
It's just in this part of the world where, or in this hemisphere where people don't speak multiple languages.
Brazil?
See, but Brazilians, I would expect to. They're surrounded by
Spanish. Yeah, they speak Portuguese.
Portuguese. Obrigado.
Some do speak Spanish, right? It's a very highly speaking Spanish country. More Portuguese, of course, but that's so weird. Well, not weird, but that's just how it was colonized.
Over some arbitrary line.
Well, yeah, right? Some made up line. One fucking part of the country speaks Portuguese, the other part of the country
the continent.
Speaks Spanish.
Portuguese and Spanish got into it, and that's how they decided. They were like, ah, we're going to make a line, and you keep everything.
Yeah, you keep this chunk.
Colonization, folks.
What's how we got here, though? Damn, right away. He
tapped instantly. I didn't even see the first couple taps at first. That was crazy. Holy
he knew
shit.
He had that arm trapped, and I'm telling you, those hips are fast. We used to work on just the swiveling of the hips.
He's like, let me get out of here.
Getting used to the swiveling of the hips. Oof, oof. That way you could throw up that arm bar super quick. You think my nephew's going to chime in on who's winning today? I'm my expert, bro. It's a foregone conclusion that everyone has Makhachev winning.
I mean, I would expect too, because this guy stepped in when, was a week? A week and
two
a
weeks.
Half? 2 weeks?
2 weeks. He won and then, I guess he stepped in, like a week and a half, but like he fought 2 weeks ago. Bobby Green. I guess he didn't take a lot of damage, but I thought I went to decision. It was only three rounds, but still. Glover's like, let me take a picture, champ, with Bisping.
There's the champ, right? Yep.
Yep, Juliana Pena.
Is this in Vegas? Yeah, right?
I think so.
Yeah, they said the fight capital of the world, so yeah, it has to be Vegas.
Second highest strike accuracy in UFC light heavyweight history, 58.9. It's kind of a little bit of a misleading stat. He's going to have really accurate striking, especially if he takes him down to the floor and beats him up on the floor. Because even then, his striking is set up to take him down, so it would be pretty accurate if he's just 1-2, takedown.
Bobby Green fought, not even that long ago, right?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah. I thought we were here for that one. Fucking crazy. He said, I'll risk the CTE.
Give me that money. From what I heard is, who turned on the fight? Chandler and, was it Gaethje? No, Ferguson, I think.
I could see why Chandler might turn that down. Ferguson probably hasn't trained.
Maybe not ready.
Yeah. It's been a while since he lost, right? He hasn't fought since again, right? It's been almost like a year. It's been at least a year.
Was his last fight a loss to Oliveira?
Yeah.
Damn. What is he holding off for? He's still like talking shit to Khabib. I'm like, dude, he's not coming out of retirement. He still thinks like the tiramisu thing is like, oh, we're going to get behind it. Dude, you've taken some losses and Khabib's retired. Move on. focus on something else. You can definitely tell you're not focused on what's ahead of you.
The time has passed for that.
Yeah, if you're taking L's and you still want to face Khabib.
Yeah, no, definitely not a good idea. Maybe you, when it was supposed to happen, but not now. It's like when Pacquiao fought Mayweather. It happened too late.
Just wasn't in the books, man. It was scheduled, what, like 5 times? It just didn't happen.
Shout out Bob Arum. And the money team. Turns out what the people want is more of him.
That was it.
I don't know. I was thrown off by this weird ESPN Plus commercials.
Tom Brady. So he's retired, right? He's done.
What's up, man? Thanks for the correction there. Dariush. That's why Benil's been on the come up. Real quietly. Shout out. What is it? Studios? RY Studios?
Yeah, RY Studios. I think Dariush fractured his tibia or broke his tibia. Fibula? Training,
yeah, something like that.
Where is that? The leg bone? I think it is, right? That's what I broke. When I was a teenager. Is it the fibula? I think it was. I was trying to be Tony Hawk and I fucking busted my shit at the skate park. Trying to drop into a stupid bowl.
You baptized the skate park.
Yeah.
Injury. That was the first considerable, first big injury at that skate park.
It's very, very likely that they were still doing construction on that skate park. Definitely probably the first major one there. But I think Dariush probably kicked an elbow or something, fucked the shit up. So Bobby Green steps in on short notice.
Company man.
Schaub and Bisping were saying that this could be an upset in favor of Green. He's plus 600. I think Makhachev is minus 1,100. So there's no money in Makhachev winning. All the money is on Green winning. But
I mean,
it's up to you if you want to make that bet.
When it comes to these, the last couple fights I can think of, even like, you know, top tier guys taking it on short notice, it hasn't gone well for them.
Yeah. It's not impossible, though. Like, stuff to take down and make him stand with you. Bobby Green definitely has the better striking, has power in his hands.
The biggest one that stands out to me was when Masvidal took
the knee to the face?
Yeah. When he took that fight on
short notice. Oh, no, he hit.
A Kamaru, right?
No, he hit Ben. That's what I was thinking about. With the knee to the face. Yeah, no, but he did take on Kamaru Usman on short notice. The first one, and then that's what he complained about, that he didn't have a full training camp, and then he did have a full training camp the second one and got beat worse.
Ay, ay, ay. What a highlight, that Makhachev knockout.
And Gleison Tibau. I don't know who he choked out there.
It's crazy, man.
He's got phenomenal wrestling.
Because this comes from a long line of Dagestani wrestlers, right?
They go from throw to submission like it's nothing. Their transitions are sick. They're just sick with it. They got trips. They're just going to get you to the floor and then grind you out. And then in MMA, they incorporate the fucking striking to beat you down all day and then give up something. It's going to be tough for Green, man. It's going to be tough.
Here we go.
In the red corner, who, Makhachev? Let's do it. Was he flipping off the camera, Bobby Green?
I can't tell. I think he just had his... I think those were the index fingers.
I think he was adopted by a white dude. Yeah, right? Am I wrong? Did I have that wrong? No, I'm pretty sure that's right. I think he brought it up in one of his interviews one time, too. He was super passionate.
Changed his life, probably. Good for him. What? Here he is today.
Main event. UFC Fight Night, whatever it is, but it's Vegas. Hey, usually the pay-per-views are there for championships. Getting a main event is still a thing. They're entrusting you to draw.
Even, like, this is intriguing, you know, because of, you know, short notice. Bobby Green just recently won. But also, initially, it was really, really intriguing with the Dariush supposed to be fighting.
I'm sorry, but that I still want to see that match over this, but still. I think Bobby Green tweeted to Dariush, we're even. Because I think Dariush stepped in for Bobby Green missing one time.
And now he's the favor.
Yeah, he's stepping in for Dariush now. I don't have this fight on anything, so.
Imagine getting fucking hurt right before the fight because you just.
Because you jump in like a maniac.
You just front flipped in there.
I'm just hoping for a good fight because I don't have any bets on with Bobby Green or Makhachev. I just think Makhachev's going to wrestle him and there's no money in Makhachev winning. I think he's going to wrestle him and take him down and beat him up.
Fewest days between wins is Khamzat, 10 days. What? That's crazy. What a stat.
Yeah. People talk about how insane he is. Jamie messaged me. He said, hey, I'm butt naked. Help.
Help.
He knows I'm recording. That's why he did it, the bastard. He should have come. He said he's coming next week. So stay tuned for that.
The return of the jobber.
Yeah, the return of Jamie the jobber. Hopefully he doesn't encounter any bums on the way here.
Right. Boxcar Jamie.
Number 4, Islam Makhachev. Do they have the same flag as Russia?
Yeah, they are part of they're part of Russia.
Dagestan?
Yeah. They're a region of Russia.
So like a state?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
Damn, Khabib's gained some weight. Look at him. I didn't even recognize him at first.
Yeah, he's just street weight, right? No, he definitely has. You can see it in his face, right?
Yeah. That's why I didn't recognize him. He was a lot rounder. He's a big boy. Well, Islam is at 155. Khabib used to be at 155. No way. Not
he's
anymore.
He looks like a bear.
He doesn't look obese, but still, like he's definitely fatter than what he was. That's why he says he could have fought at 185.
Yeah, right? Is he lifting differently? What's going on? He's switching up his program?
I don't know. He's just not cutting weight anymore. Ever. How many times a year? 2-3 times a year?
Yeah.
You have
well,
to
maybe
be dieting?
Less, right? Because of Ramadan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just straight dieting? And each time losing a bunch of weight, too. These guys lose a ton of weight from one day to another. Or from the week, fight week. Man, I feel sorry for Bobby. I think he's going to get wrestle fucked. I think Islam takes him down and beats him up. And I don't think.
Tell the tape's pretty even. Minus the Islam being 5 years younger.
Damn.
Bruce Buffer with the serious jacket today.
It's a nice suit. Oh, that's a nice jacket. Colored jacket. It's not quite a navy, not quite a black. I don't know what color that shirt is. Ink?
It's nice. You're right.
Herb Dean. You think you can pull off the underdog story? Islam riding his tracks.
He's recently fought, you know, so he's got that going for him. It's not like he's out of shape or out of form, up to speed. He's up to it.
He should definitely be in condition to go. Yeah, but that division is definitely a notice with Makhachev. They don't want to fight him. No one wants to fight that dude.
Bumping into the camera.
Get out of his way, cameraman. Get off the cage. How long do you think this goes? I don't think it goes longer than 3.
Oh shit, that's right, because it's a 5-rounder, right? Mm-hmm. I was going to say 2. That's been most of these have been going, it's either been 2 or 3 rounds tonight, so we'll see if that keeps up with the trend, but it all depends, right?
Yeah. Dude, UFC's heavy in the crypto game.
So you got to take the money, man. Take it while it's there, because if the bubble bursts.
Well, I heard they've been going down recently.
It makes sense. People always kind of take stock at the end of the year and start selling their shit. But over the long term, we'll see.
They did not bump fists.
No love lost.
They'll bump fist to face right now. How long before Makhachev goes for the takedown? That's the question. He's definitely going to set it up. He's a smart fighter.
He's looking quick right now.
Yeah, quick teeps. Throwing some kicks out there. Get the feel for what Bobby's going to do, how he reacts.
Got his... Oh.
He was having a headlock. Now does Bobby just wait for the takedown? Or does he attack and risk getting taken down? It's a bunch of stutters from both. Stepping forward at each other, stepping back, stuttering, waiting for the other one to react.
Oof. Ooh. Oh.
Makhachev desperate for the grapple.
He looks so fast.
Now, if you're Bobby, what do you do? Jiu-jitsu or you try to escape? He's definitely trying to escape here. Trying to avoid this takedown.
He's doing a pretty decent job, too.
Ooh.
Oh. Nope, couldn't avoid it. Took about 2 minutes before he was on the ground.
He's trying to work his way up into mount 2. Bobby Green has his knee in the crotch.
This is his bread and butter.
He wants to set up his base so he can start hitting him. This is kind of what I thought was going to happen.
Yeah.
Makachev with a takedown and a lot of control. And Bobby Green wasn't going to be able to do much.
Set it up pretty quickly, too. Mm-hmm. As soon as he got a chance, though, too, because he caught that kick, or he grabbed his leg when Green went to kick, and that was it. Got enough of him to hold on to him.
Is he in mount? No, he's still in half guard.
Nope, this is bad.
It's bad. He's definitely taking damage. He's lit raining shots down on Green. It might be over. Yep. It's
just raining down.
The ref's going to step in.
Yeah, that's it.
It's over. Makachev just...
Yeah. Man, he executed the game plan to perfection. All the credit to Bobby Green. Again, he just took this on short notice after fighting two weeks ago. Islam did what he does. He did what he does, and he did it really well.
You see Bobby's kid went up to him laughing. It is funny he got his ass beat, but still. He's like, you gotta teach me that shit.
It's like, I feel like it's something in just being from the mountains of Dagestan, man.
It's just being so familiar with grappling and
fighting with bears and shit.
And like pivot points on the body and like in terms of body, like distribution and like body balance. Like they know exactly how to, like where to pull, where to push. When you see Islam fighting and Khabib's on the outside, he's giving him the exact orders on where to go next and what to do next. And it's because they've done it so many times, they already know exactly what to do.
Damn. He's completely defenseless. Just taking shot after shot. He's right in front of his corner, too.
I think they do that. They work the takedown in front of their corner, and then they fight at it that way. If they can't see something, they can listen to it.
It's pretty smart, actually. Yeah, but we thought was gonna happen here. Happened.
Yep.
Good thing you didn't you didn't make any bets on this one.
No, there was no money in Islam. I'm telling you, it was -1,100. You had to bet a lot of money to win. It was a sure thing, but you had to bet a lot of money to make a little bit of money. So, you know. If you would have bet the under, I'm pretty sure the under was 2.5 or 1.5. It wasn't a lot. Does Islam speak English?
He's like, I'm making a title run, baby. Yeah, hell yeah. Benil. Fix this problem very soon.
Obviously, big respect to Bobby for stepping up at the last minute and saving the day. Hey, Frankie, what's up with their Abraham Lincoln beards?
I don't know.
Why is that like a popular thing?
I don't know. It just grows like that. What do you want next? I just want a title fight. No more. I'm tired about all this. Early stop.
Who?
Says Terrence McKinney. What do you mean?
Congratulations on another dominant performance. Damn. What was that about? No. What did he say about Ukraine?
Nah, he just shouted out Dagestan. He just shouted out the home.
What the fuck's up with that shit?
The homeland.
Is that like, is he mocking Ukraine? Is that what I'm taking this?
Nah, it's because that's what I was like wondering about earlier. It was like they're one of those, I guess I don't know what the right word to use it, but barely, they're like part of Russia, but not really part of Russia, right? I wonder how they feel about all of that shit.
Yeah, what were you saying? They're what are they closer to?
They're closer to
Kazakhstan.
Yeah, they're like in that region. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I don't know how they feel. Russia's so big, it's just
massive.
Yeah. Well, I hope that situation gets fixed over there. You know, it's a tragedy. It sucks. But
yeah, the sooner the better.
Oh yeah.
As long as it's not prolonged.
This guy go the wrong way. Yeah.
Worse. So where you going?
Hey, dude, that's not an exit. Oh fuck.
And guy cool.
Next week we have Jorge Masvidal versus
Colby Covington.
Colby Covington. They are making it a lot more out than it should be to be.
It's just because they both talk so much.
Yeah, they both talk a lot, and I think they're trying to spice it up to get people to watch because they're main eventing. They need to sell it.
It is pretty appealing. Like, it's two guys who usually get a pretty big draw, so.
Mm-hmm. And they're probably getting pay-per-view money because.
And there's a history behind it, too.
Yeah, there's a history behind it, so there's a story that can be told. Whether you wish to believe it or not is up to you.
They did used to train together. That much is true.
Mm-hmm.
All the other shit, you can, like you said, that's a, you can
read. They could have gotten together back behind the curtain and be like, hey, dude, we're going to fight each other. Let's just talk shit. And
they both know how to sell fights. They both know how to, exactly. They can both play a heel. So.
Mm.
We'll see. Could be explosive.
Yeah. So join us next week for that one. The return of Jamie the Jobber. I'll see if Toucan's available. I don't know if Frankie's available or Nero. Nero didn't say shit. I'm gonna kill him. I shouldn't say that or fucking YouTube will send me
for fucking, flag it too, right?
They're gonna take it literally. They think I'm gonna go fucking attack Nero.
Sorry, Muhammad. No link to watch. It was on ESPN Plus.
Yeah, it was on ESPN Plus, and it's over.
Sorry, we just seen it.
Yeah, it's over. You missed it. Makhachev won. He choked out. Or no, he punched out. What's his name? Bobby Green.
Yep.
Ref stepped in, TKO. Green was stuck. He was just receiving damage. He was flattened out. Makhachev was on his back. It was over. Yeah, but next week, Covington versus Masvidal. Start Saturday, March 5th. The return of the jobber. So join us for that. We'll probably be... That was not a big pay-per-view, but it's a pay-per-view. So I'll see if I can get a pick show for that one. If you guys all send me picks, like, I'll put in parlays for you guys, a $5 parlay of the main card. Or if you guys want to give me the whole card, it's a bigger parlay. And if you guys pick every single fight big, it's like $400 with $5. So like the $5 bet doesn't even matter. But if you guys hit, it does matter because it's fucking $400 for me that I'm not going to give you guys any of because it's my money.
Yeah, no, I'm down. This week I got a little bit busy, so I didn't send you picks for this one, but mm-hmm. I got you for sure. For show, I'd rather gamble this way than like crypto, like we were saying.
UFC is definitely all in with their shirts and ring posts and everything. Well, they're probably getting paid because TV advertisement time. They have that to offer. Yeah, so that's the main event. And then Rafael Dos Anjos versus Rafael Fiziev is the co-main event. So... my two tocayos are, what's the word in English?
I don't know if there is a word.
Yeah, is there a word?
There's a term, no.
So tocayo in Spanish pretty much is just the person that has the same name as you.
Yeah.
So.
It's like name twin, I guess
you
could say.
Yeah, name twin, pretty much. I don't know. They spell it the same. Dos Anjos pronounces it different, but it's still spelled the same.
Where is Fizos from?
Fiziev?
Yeah, Fiziev. That sounds Russian.
Let me check real quick.
That sounds Russian. That sounds...
Finnish? Is he from Finland? You think he's from... No.
Could be wrong. I don't want to make assumptions, but it sounds like it's from the... Definitely Eastern European.
Yeah, definitely sounds European. Come on. Let's see. This should say right now. Nope, UFC doesn't care. Let me go to...
Should go to his...
Sure, dog, definitely. Will tell me, Fight Finder. Nope. Events. UFC. What was that, 275?
272.
Damn, I skipped a whole bunch. Fiziev. What is that? What flag is that? Here, I'll put it over here.
Kyrgyzstan?
Yeah, Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, he's from that part of the world, yeah.
Right next to Khabib. Right next to Khabib in them, right?
Yeah, right around there, yeah.
All right, well, join us next week. We'll be doing that. These guys missed out, whoever didn't come today. I ordered me and Frankie some pizza, so it's pretty good. Today was pretty good.
Fire.
Yeah.
Fire, actually.
I'm going to max on some of that later on. It's still early, so I could still probably eat a slice or two before. It
has nothing to do with anything, but Chicago has the best pizza.
Yeah.
Don't at me or the show. Mm-hmm. It's just a fact.
It's probably on par with New York, I would say, but there's the Chicago pride, and you have to put your shit over New York. I'm sorry.
I'm not with that floppy shit. I'm not.
I've never had New York shit, but that's what it is, right? They fold it and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I order it well done from Laura's. I think I even forgot to order it well done this time.
Yeah, it didn't look well done this time, but it was still
fire. Yeah, it was so crunchy.
It was still really good.
Yeah, so... Join us next week for that one. And thanks a lot, Frankie, for joining me today. It was a short one today, but a good one. It was short fights.
Yeah. Dude,
fucking
good for the free if you got the ESPN.
Yep, yep. So join us next week. Me and Frankie are going to chill for a bit. And yeah, I love you guys. See you guys next week.
Be safe, y'all.
Yeah, and drop your picks for next week, and maybe I'll set a parlay. Who knows? Stay tuned.
Be safe. No war.
If only one person sets a parlay, I'm more likely to set a $5 parlay. So if you set a parlay, stay tuned for next week. I might set it and forget it.
Bless you with some knowledge.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm supposed to do the song outro, right? Damn, man.